This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 16th.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death.
President Joe Biden addressed reports about the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from the White House.
The death of Navalny was the consequence of something that Putin and his thugs did.
Navalny has been an outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He made global headlines when he was poisoned with a nerve agent in 2020. He went back to Russia in 2021 and was arrested on charges he dismissed as politically motivated, and he's been behind bars ever since. A Kremlin spokesperson says Putin has been informed, and doctors will determine Navalny's cause of death. At the Munich Security Conference, Navalny's wife called for Putin to be brought to justice.
If it is the truth, I would like Putin and all his staff, everybody around him, his government, his friends, I want them to know that they will be punished for what they have done with our country, with my family, and with my husband. They will be brought to justice, and this day will come soon.
Officials in Missouri have now charged two teens in Wednesday's deadly shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. The pair were already in custody when the charges were announced this afternoon. They're facing gun-related and resisting arrest charges, with officials saying more charges are expected. Wednesday's shooting killed one person and wounded more than 20 others, at least half of them children. While the city's mayor denounced the violence, he doesn't want it to affect how people live.
I do think that there is a gun violence challenge in this community and many others. That, however, does not mean that Kansas City will stop having major events. We will do all we can to make sure people are safe.
It's day two of a hearing on whether to remove a Georgia district attorney from the state's election subversion case against former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants. Defense attorneys allege Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis hired the top prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade, when they were in a romantic relationship, and that it's a conflict of interest. They claim she financially benefited from the relationship through gifts and vacations, paid in part with taxpayer money Wade earned on the case. Today, Willis's father, John Floyd, took the stand.
When did you learn that your daughter had a romantic, personal relationship with Mr. Wade?
Well, about 7 weeks ago I just found out when other folks found out.
Wade and Willis have testified that their relationship started in 2022, but a former Fulton County employee testified that the relationship began well before Wade was picked to lead the case, in late 2021. Wade and Willis deny any wrongdoing. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he will not run for president. The moderate Democrat had been teasing a third-party ticket, which could have potentially divided the Democrat vote. Manchin has criticized President Joe Biden for being too liberal, but has also said he would refuse any effort that would help Donald Trump. Manchin previously said he will not run for Senate re-election either. He plans to focus on a new group, Americans Together, that promotes moderate politics. Coming up, Nike jobs are on the chopping block.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, welcome back. Nike is laying off about 1,700 people as part of an effort to cut as much as $2 billion in costs over the next 3 years. It's about 2% of its workforce. There's been growing concerns around the world about slow consumer spending as demand weakens. Customers are spending more of their money on basics and experiences, such as concerts and travel, compared to expensive sneakers and athletic wear. That's all for now. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.